Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum, guys. Come back on here because it just occurred to me that there may be some people who listen to my previous live and think that I'm causing fitna and that I'm, you know, basically telling women that they don't need to be married and that they don't need, you know, they don't need a man and, you know, basically telling them the wrong thing, yeah? And leading them astray. And what I would like to say about that is that I think that the culture that we have of downgrading women who have been married previously, whether they're divorcees or widows, and also telling them that they don't have options and that nobody will want to marry them and that they should be satisfied with whoever wants them and that they should accept polygamy, you know, secret marriages, you know, somebody who can't provide financially, somebody who's not mentally sound, who doesn't come from a good family, and all of these things, right, which sisters are told all the time. That is what is putting our sisters in danger, not my advice or advice like mine. What is putting sisters in danger and in a vulnerable position is when you tell them that they are worthless, that they are damaged goods, that they should be happy for anybody who will have them. They should put up with any kind of treatment and basically just be grateful that he agreed to marry you in the first place. I'm so sorry to say, but being married and miserable, or even worse, abused, is not the same as being single and happy. And if I have to choose between being single and happy and content, then I will take that over the lottery of marriages that you see out there today. Because it seems to me that there's a lot of dysfunction. There's a lot of dysfunction in relationships in general. There's a lot of dysfunction in all of us. But a lot of these brothers out here, they do be wilding. Okay, I'm sorry. And a lot of them are chancers. And they prey on vulnerable women. And they prey on vulnerable women. And the only reason that those women are vulnerable is because they've been told again and again that they're worthless, that they should settle, that they should just accept anything, that they are vulnerable, that they need a man to protect them, that they need a man to do this and need a man to do that, and they must have a man, otherwise. Sorry. Are you going to be there? If I actually start going into some of the stories and some of the experiences that I have witnessed firsthand with sisters, we will be here a bit too long for IGTV. But because people are telling sisters, get married, be married at all costs, this is what is endangering our sisters, and this is what is endangering our children and the next generation, because they're seeing it and they're learning from it. Whether they're learning and copying or learning and saying, this is not for me. Yeah, Sue said there must be some good brothers. Of course there are good brothers. They're good brothers just like they're good sisters, and there's bad sisters just like there are bad brothers. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that especially when it comes to single mothers, they're not encouraged to hold out for the good brothers. They're encouraged to accept anybody who comes along. And unfortunately, they're not that many kind of solvent, practicing, you know, I don't know what the word is. I don't know what the word is. But, you know how it works in our communities. It's not something that's unknown. You know, if you're a good catch, you get married quite quickly. And if you're married, you're pretty much off the market. So who is not married after a certain age, unless you were divorced? It's the ones who maybe couldn't get married when they were younger. Nobody wanted to, you know, their mom couldn't marry them off when they were younger. So now here they are still. Or they've been married several times and it never worked out. But you need to ask yourself, why didn't it work out? And be real about these things. Be real about these issues. And sisters, again, if you go into those conversations not having done the work on yourself, not having come to terms with who you are and grown to love yourself and be your own best friend, then you are only setting yourself up for failure when you start to speak to somebody, especially if you're hoping that that person is going to heal you, is going to make you whole, is going to make you happy. It's such a big ask, guys. It's not even funny. Be happy now. Choose joy, choose gratitude, choose to be happy right now. Do the things that make you happy now. Change your outlook. Teach yourself, read, listen to the right people, heal yourself, develop yourself, evolve, so that you can be a happy individual with, regardless of the circumstances. This is what I teach my clients in my program all the time. The circumstances don't matter for the people of gratitude, because you guys know that's what I teach in my program. It's one of the biggest keystones of my program is cultivating an outlook of gratitude. Sister says, I feel some brothers are afraid of the success of a sister, like they prefer sisters who are lower than them. So how is a sister who's successful supposed to get married? Sis, I don't have an answer for you. All I know is it's probably a good idea that your success scares some men off, because if they can't handle it, then all that's going to happen is they're going to come into the relationship and try to change you or try to bring you down. So some points you just have to make some choices. But what I'm saying is that, you know, the gratitude is the cornerstone for having a happy life. It's not the wealth, it's not the love, it's not the children, it's not the any of the outside circumstances, because people have those and they're still not happy. And that's because they haven't done the internal work. Sister says, what do you think about a niqabi doing YouTube? Well, I guess it's a bit obvious what I think. But I mean, that's just me. So, you know, ask somebody whose opinion you respect. But if you're asking me, then as long as you have, you know, the right intention, and as long as you're doing khair, then, you know, bismillah. But, you know, feel free to go and ask, you know, someone else. But my point is this, is teach your sons and daughters to love and respect themselves, to have their own standards. Girls and boys should set standards for themselves, because I'm not out here saying that there are not men out there who are desperately unhappy in their relationships. There are men out there who are being abused too. There are men who are in domestic violence situations. And a lot of the time it's for the same reasons. They haven't done the work on themselves. They haven't loved themselves enough to set a standard and know that a certain behavior is unacceptable. The issue with our community is that, as far as women are concerned, almost any behavior is acceptable from your husband. Like, you don't have a say, right? If he does this, if he does that, as long as he's not, I don't know what is it now then? Maybe as long as he's not beating you within an inch of your life, maybe? I don't know. But it's like, whatever he does, like, you just suck it up, right? And I think hopefully things are changing now. But we as women are not encouraged to have standards. And what that means is that our men do not have to have standards. And our men do not have to live up to certain standards, which means that our men end up having a very, very low... How can I explain it? It's like... All right, so say, for example, men know in the community, right? Men know that the community is going to shield them if they hit their wife. They know that if she goes home, her father's going to tell her, what are you doing here? Go back to your house, right? You know, in other communities, you know, the father will say to her, once you're married, that's it. You're staying there. Don't even think of coming home. Like, that's it. You made your bed. You, whatever it is, you deal with it. If a man in that society grows up with that mentality, do you really think that there is any reason why he would not, when he feels like it, lash out and hit his wife? No, there isn't. Because there's no consequences for his behavior. And sis says here, I have a friend who gets beaten now and again, and all she says is, I can't throw away these many years of marriage. Sis, everyone is here making their choices. And if you choose to stay in an abusive situation, you will pay the price. Just as if you choose to leave an abusive situation, you will pay a price. The question you need to ask yourself is, A, what do I want? And B, is the price for what I want worth paying? Very simple calculation, ladies, very simple. That is exactly how I coach my clients. That's exactly how, when people reach out to me, this is exactly what I say to them. everything has consequences at the end of the day, right? We can never avoid those. The question is, what can you live with? What do you want to live with? What is it that you want? And that's another question that sisters are very rarely actually asked by others, and very rarely ask themselves, what do I want? And am I prepared to pay the price for what I want? If I'm married to an abusive man, but what I want is to say that I was stayed married to him until he died, are you prepared to pay the price for that? If the answer is yes, all the best to you. The answer may be yes, the answer may be no. But you have to have that conversation with yourself and be real with yourself, because that conversation is not going anywhere. And it's all very well you saying, oh, I don't have a choice. You always have a choice, sis. You always have a choice. It's just that right now, the price for the choice is too high for you. And I get it. But there may come a time when that price is gonna look pretty good. So it's up to you. So please, guys, do the internal work first. Do the internal work first, all right? Before we inflict it on anybody else and also bequeath it to our children. So I just wanted to clarify that. So anybody's out there saying, oh, the sister's causing fitna, why is she telling sisters they don't need to get married? I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that if you are telling sisters that they are worthless and that they're not gonna get a quality man and all of that kind of thing, because they have children or because they were divorced or anything like that, then you are the one who is putting those women in danger, because guess what? You are not gonna be there for her. You are not gonna be there in the house to protect her. You are not gonna pull her as husband up when he oversteps the line. You are not going to be there for her when it all hits the fan. So I advise you to maybe just look at the consequences of these 10, 20 years of advice that we've been getting about making sabr. Oh, I'm sure it's more than 20 years. It's more than 20 years of advice, right? But subhanAllah, you know, you've been giving women this advice for how many years? Look at the results. Are we happy with the results? And I've said this before and I'm going to say this again. If the only reason why marriages are not falling apart, I'm going to say this properly. If the only reason why a marriage lasts is because the woman is prepared to put up with anything, we have a serious problem. That is not a healthy marriage. That is not a successful marriage. A successful marriage is not one that just lasts because one partner has got no other option and has nowhere else to go and is not prepared to pay the price in terms of financial, in terms of community abuse, in terms of, you know, the stigma and all of that. So she sits there and she shuts up and she puts up. That is not a successful marriage. And I am afraid, I'm very afraid, that for previous generations in the Muslim community, when we prided ourselves on long marriages and not having divorce, I think it was more to do with that than the fact that both partners were happy and fulfilled and content in the marriage. I don't know, I could be wrong, but I just have a sneaky feeling. So let's not bequeath that to our children. Let's teach them what it looks like to love themselves, to appreciate their value, the value that Allah has created in them intrinsically, to know their worth and to know their standards and to know when behavior is out of line, to recognize a red flag when they see it. And that's for our boys and for our girls, respectfully. So anyway, guys, I am gonna wrap up now. If any of you liked the sound of what I was saying about my workshop and the coaching work I do, please just send me a DM. I would love to coach you. I'd love to help you get to your next level, heal past wounds, help you to get an amazing frame on your life so that you can truly live your best life, inshallah, in the coming years. So just send me a DM if that's interesting to you. Otherwise, I pray Allah protects you all, accepts all your fasts, and I'll see you again soon, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.